A fine cloud of dust rises around the construction site as workers put cement pylons and stadium seats in place. Heavy trucks rumble across the site, and a crop of huge steel cranes lifts the pieces of a new 65,000-seat stadium that is the centerpiece of the Basra Sports City. The complex will also feature an adjoining 10,000-seat secondary stadium and practice facility designed to International Football Federation and Olympic athletic standards. The facility will also have four training areas, athlete housing, a fire station, and a helipad. The Sports City is a joint venture between Iraq's Abdullah Al-Jaburi Construction Company and two U.S. firms, 360 Architecture and Newport Global. Aswan Shabib is a spokesman for the project. He says the overall cost of the project is 522 billion Iraqi dinars, which is the equivalent of $450 million. The period for the completion of the project is 32 months. At this stage, Abdullah Awis Al-Jaburi Company, which is the company implementing this project, has achieved more than 50% of the first phase of the project. Nearly 40 companies from Britain, China, France, Kuwait, Russia, and Turkey bid for the right to build the sports city, which will sprawl over 236 hectares. In addition to the sports stadiums, there will be training facilities for Iraqi athletes, including a full natatorium, a velodrome, and three smaller arenas for gymnastics, fencing, and other indoor sports. A mosque, an amusement park, and additional parking facilities will be built in phase two of this project. Michael Day is the project manager overseeing the sports city for 360 Architecture. He told VOA that the project is going well and should be ready in time for a crucial inspection next year.
They have made significant progress in the main structure of the stadium, which is, from a schedule standpoint, the critical path to completing substantial completion in 2012. For FIFA to come in and commission the facility for those 2013 Gulf Cup games.
360 Architecture also designed the New York Giants and Jets National Football League facility in New Jersey. Michael Day says that Basra is a different type of design and took into account the unique desires of Iraqi football fans.
We spent a lot of time working with the locals and the people of Iraq in designing a facility that's for them and the, you know, football or soccer as a sport specifically, whereas the New Meadowlands Stadium was set up for a completely different program, being American football.
But it won't be just sports fans that benefit from the project. Last week, the local Basra administration agreed to fund several service and urban projects, including construction of three bridges in the city and the rebuilding of five intersections to serve the sports facility. Roads from the airport and other roads leading to the sports city will also be rehabilitated. When completed, the Basra Sports City will be the largest complex of its kind that Iraq has ever built. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.